G'day, I'm Woz.
And I'm Nick, sometimes Coxie, mostly Nick.
This is the Tradies in Business podcast, and we're here to share a bunch of tips, ideas, tactics that you can put in place to get change happening in your trade business right now.
If you're really lucky, we're going to entertain you with a few mum jokes, and more importantly, a bunch of fantastic guests that will educate you in all things you need to know about trade business, but we do promise to do it with a whole bunch of fun along the way.
I'm a self-confessed idiot, so strap yourself in and enjoy another episode.
G'day, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, Coxie.
Hello, Warwick.
Nice to be chatting to you on the podcast here at Tradies in Business and not being very quiet over at Tradie Wife Life while you run the show.
Funny how I immediately step back into my role here on the Tradies in Business show and just allow for some space.
Just getting back in your box, hey, Nick?
Yep.
Back where you belong. We'll go chain you back up to the kitchen bench in a minute.
Because that joke always goes well, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's a cracker, that one. If it were true, it would be disgusting.
It would be disgusting. And I'm sure in days gone by it was true, but I don't know too many situations where it's true now, thankfully.
No. I feel like now I need to actually clear the air there and just prove that I'm not a patriarchal prick.
I think our listeners over here know that you are not.
I make a mean omelette, scrambled eggs. Actually, I reckon I cook.
You're a good cook.
Thank you. I think I probably cook about 90% of the meals in our house.
You make the best damn jerky I've ever had.
I do cook a lot of meat.
Yes, you do. I think it just comes down to time and situation. You're a very new age fella.
Snag. Sensitive new age guy. Remember that, when that was the thing in the '90s or sort of the '90s and 2000s, wasn't it?
I had forgotten.
I'm a snag. That.
I'm trying to think of a way to segue into our topic for today. And there are many variations of nicknames over the years.
Oh, yes. Play on words. I like that, Coxie. Well done.
Thank you.
I was going with snagging some profit from variations.
Oh, nice. I don't mind a snag.
The double banger.
And Matt.
Okay, this is meant to be a short episode and we're currently destroying that goal. So listeners, Thursday, time for a tidbit. We're pulling on some old episodes for these. Won't always be the case, but at the moment we're going through the back catalogue, which is extensive, with over 600 episodes, and just having a look at some episodes that probably deserve a bit of a review from you as a listener to the show. And the one we've trawled out of the dusty storage cabinet today is TIB 161, How to Avoid Headaches When Clients Change Their Mind. We're talking about variations, Coxie.
I love a good variation, more than the variation, because they can be a bit of a pain. What I actually really love is the opportunity for profit off the back of a variation. If I had a dollar for every business we spoke to that does not have a variations process, I'd be a very wealthy woman.
Probably more wealthy than if you'd charged for the variations.
No, if each one of those businesses charged for the variations and I got a dollar for every variation they should have charged for, I would be very, very wealthy woman.
Take a cut of the money they'd make. They can be a source of profit for trade businesses without ripping off your clients, which we definitely do not advocate. Don't do that. And variations, they're not just profitable because of the markup or the extra margin that you make, which is where most people think, oh, well, I'm putting an extra margin on that because it's a variation, it's outside of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon, Nick, it's because you're already there.
Yeah.
You've already made your money on the rest of the job because when you quoted the job, if you're doing it properly, you're including overheads and all that sort of stuff. So you've already covered off on that. This is an extra thing. It's like cream on top of cream on top of cream with a cherry.
It's ice cream with topping.
It's ice cream. It's like an ice cream float.
Ooh.
Which we used to call them spiders when I was a kid.
They were spiders to me.
I don't know what to call a spider.
I love that. We are reducing the negative impact it has on a business that doesn't have a variation process, because you're all doing variations. You know, you just put an extra PowerPoint, or you'll run an extra bit of cable, or you'll, I don't know, put another tap washer on while you're there, which costs you money in time and costs you money in materials. And if you're not recording it, you're chipping away at your profit margin. And God knows they are low enough already in the trades. We do not need to chip away anymore. This is a quick and easy way for you to make a change to that. It doesn't need to be overly complicated. You can have a variation process that involves a carbon book. Most of our listeners are rolling their eyes at me because they've got no idea what that is. Go to the news agents and ask for a carbon book.
Google carbon book. You'll get all sorts of climate crisis crap.
But it can be as simple as that, right? You write up the variation immediately. If you don't have software at the moment, that's okay. You can just handwrite it, put a price to it, get your client to sign it, tear it off, give them a copy. You've got a copy, then you can invoice it. Simple. Very simple.
The key there was get the client to sign it.
Yes.
Must be approved by the client.
Got to get permission. Otherwise, they can turn it back and say, well, I never agreed to that.
I did not approve that variation. It's like, yeah, but I stood in your hallway and had a conversation with you, Warwick. So I don't remember.
Can't remember that. It didn't happen.
Not paying for it. Yep.
Sadly, we've seen it happen. Oh, sorry. We're back to it. See, we're back over here on the normal channel and we're talking all over the top. We sadly see this happen far too often. People get themselves into all sorts of bother with variations, whether it be that they're avoiding the uncomfortable conversation of charging, or whether it be that they had a verbal conversation, never got confirmation, then they don't get paid. Either way, it's not a great outcome. Let's create a process. Stick to the process. Pretty sure we talk about a process within this episode. If not, you'll have to let me know so I can drag one up for you.
It is pretty simple. I think you've pretty well outlined it, Coxie. You write it down, you get the client to sign off on it, and then you do it. And you don't do anything until they do. There's a variation process. Done.
Mm-hmm. Simple. Tick.
Go write that down. You've got yourself a system.
So we should call this like variation process in 3 minutes or less.
There you go. I'll write the episode description and put that in it. Anyway, if you want to hear the full episode where we go into this in a lot more detail, go back to TIB 161. We'll put the link in the show notes for you. And as always, if you want a bit of help to figure out some of these things, because, I mean, how much could a variations process have saved you as you listen to this episode in the last 6 months, 12 months? Would it have been $1,000, $5,000? We know businesses that it would have saved them tens of thousands of dollars of lost profit, not revenue, but profit. If you want some help with that, head over to our website, www.tradiesinbusiness.com.au. You can book to have a yarn with Coxie and I. I promise it won't go as long as these episodes. But you can book to have a chat with us. We run free trainings. We've got workshops coming up. There are so many ways that you can actually get support to put this stuff in place. And stop making excuses for not getting the results you want.
Thanks for listening.
All right.